Benvenuti! Welcome to the Italian Diary. I'm Silvana Saccomanni. As the daughter of Italian immigrants, I've always lived between two worlds, Italy, where my parents came from, and Canada, where I was born. In this podcast, I share personal stories from both countries, first as a child growing up in Canada in a large Italian family, now as an adult living for a good part of the year in Italy with my Canadian husband. By sharing these stories, I'm able to keep my Canadian-Italian heritage alive and pass them along. To learn more about this podcast, go to theitaliandiary.com, where you'll find the recordings and texts in both languages. In this episode, I share a story that has to do with a famous Italian proverb.
Fidarsi è bene, non fidarsi è meglio.
I don't know how many times I heard it repeated when growing up in Canada. Fidarsi è bene, ma non fidarsi è meglio. It literally means to trust is good, but not to trust is better. At any rate, I only began to understand this cautionary wisdom after spending time in our little apartment that we bought in Montepulciano, nella bella Toscana. A while ago, while in Italy, I needed to fill up my rental car with gas, or fare il piano. The rental was a Fiat 500, dark blue in color, and that's why I fondly baptized her Scura. To put gas into the car, I stopped at a gas station close to Montepulciano, where I had never been before. Today, almost all gas stations in Italy are like in Canada. They're self-service, so you need to know how to pump your own gas. Fine, I knew how it worked because it was hardly the first time. Pulling into a gas station, I stopped next to the gas pump that was on the same side as the gas tank, shut off the motor, and made my way to the outdoor pay machine, where I inserted the 80 euros cash, the 80 euro in contanti, that I had already set aside. Being careful to select the right type of gas and pump, I twisted off the gas cap, lifted the nozzle, inserting it into the gas tank, then pulled on the trigger and waited for the gas to flow. I waited, waited, and waited, but niente, nothing. Nothing happened. The gas wasn't pumping, not even a drip. No one was around, so I quickly went inside for some help. There I found the sales clerk, a commessa, a 50-year-old something with long and frizzy hair, in desperate need of a root touch-up. Her lips, painted the color of red-hot tomatoes, were glued to the telephone. It didn't take long to understand that her son was on the other line and that his girlfriend had just broken up with him. So he was looking for a sympathetic ear, which he got from his mamma.
Amore, quanto mi dispiace. Non ti preoccupare, andrà tutto bene.
The minutes passed, and my problem was still unresolved because this private call between mamma e figlio was nowhere close to wrapping up. I kept staring at her, hoping she would ask me what I needed. My back was turned to Scura. But imagine that, she never once even looked my way. So the minutes passed, and the longer I waited, the less empathy I felt for her son and his love life. My impatience growing, and to calm me down underneath my breath, I started to recite all the proverbs my mum had taught us about patience. Patience is a virtue of the strong.
La pazienza è la virtù dei forti.
To lose patience is to lose the battle.
Perdere la pazienza significa perdere la battaglia.
All good things come to those who wait.
E chi sa attendere, il tempo apre ogni porta.
And so on. Finally, what after seemed an eternity, the mamma put down the receiver. But before I could explain what happened, she turned to me and said,
But signora, wake up. Didn't you realize that guy filled up his gas tank with your money? You left the car unattended and he took advantage. Are you that foolish? Have you never heard the saying, fidarsi è bene, ma non fidarsi è meglio?
Well, that's the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. You can find us on Facebook at The Italian Diary Podcast or sign up to hear more episodes on our website at theitaliandiary.com. Thanks for listening, and thanks to my parents for giving me both Canada and Italy. Grazie e alla prossima.